Hello. In my latest attempt to get out of having to type stuff and generally use my fingers, I thought I would talk a little bit more on the audioboo, because it's such a great thing. And I'm going to talk today about TV shows adding value by producing content specifically for social media and aggregating it. And very briefly, I think that an awful lot can be gained by either producing, broadcast standard content, or perhaps more interestingly, by producing content while you're producing a TV show, or while you're releasing that TV show, or while that TV show is on, and producing accompanying content. I think that the example I'm going to choose is a good program that I think could do really well for this, and to an extent is already doing it, is The Gadget Show on Five, a program that I'm quite close to as a former employee of Five. They have the Five Forward site, which posts plenty of YouTube videos as extra bonus content, reviews and such like, of various products that they have going on while the show's on hiatus, and indeed while the show's being made. They also produce sort of like preview clips and things like that on YouTube, which they can then embed into their website. And I think this is quite a good system. I like the way that that works. I think there's a great deal of benefit in doing that. Obviously, it generates a bit of noise. It's aggregated through their Twitter streams and the like. It keeps people interested. And I think it generally adds something really, really useful for people. I think people enjoy watching it, enjoy consuming it. But I think that what I would like to see more, slightly returning to the mobile thing, is them getting much more integrated with that and having it as part of their production, part of their sort of like existence, so to speak. So, they're sort of like living and breathing it. So, while they're making an episode of the program, they give an iPhone to Jason Bradbury, Susie, give one to the director, give one to a runner, and they basically, use it to take pictures, to tweet, send up to TwitPic, to record audio boos, and things like that, about what they're doing, when they're doing it. You're seeing a little bit of it on Jason Bradbury's Twitter stream. He takes pictures while he's on set, things like that. It's very exciting. And I'd like to see more of that. It doesn't necessarily have to be official. It doesn't necessarily have to be, something that, Five need to get involved with. But I can't believe that it doesn't add a great deal of value to the product, to the program, rather, I should say. Forgive the appalling commercial speak. But I think certainly in the way that commercial television is going and has the challenges that it faces, I think the more free and cheap content that it can chuck in, the better. And while I don't think it would be necessary to allocate a great deal of budget, I think it certainly behoves commissioners to say to their producers, look, do by all means, get your people involved in social media, get them producing content, stick it up on your website. And it'll all be good fun. Because most of the stuff is hosted on third parties, third-party websites, and because as long as you put a reasonably convincing disclaimer on it, there shouldn't be the compliance issues that broadcasters face about producing material that is not suitable for broadcast on television, because obviously it's not going on television. Anyway, it's just a very, very small thought that I had in my head, which I thought I would get off my chest. And now I've done it. And thank you very much for paying attention. Cheerio.